KI7QMG Mobile, listening on 145.19 link system. KI7QMG Mobile, listening on 145.19 link system.
Good morning, Mr. Rick. It's nice to have Petoskey back in operation. ACATG.
KI7QMD Mobile, listening on 145.19 link system.
NEPZT.
Anybody around? WA5PM.
Good morning. KD8RMQ Mobile, headed south from Mackinac.
All right, very good. Was it Kilo Bravo 8, I thought? Sorry if I got it wrong. I got the RMQ parts. My name is Ron, Robert Oscar, November. I'm headed south from Sheboygan.
Good morning, sir. Slightly off Kilo Delta 8 RMQ. Just spent the night in Mackinac. I live down in southern Michigan, a town called St. John's or Ovid, and did a job up here yesterday, so just took off with the truck and trailer, headed for home.
All right, very good. Well, you should have great traveling weather. It's actually kind of pretty and pleasant out here, albeit cold. It was 29 when I got up. I live just a little south of here. And that's where I'm heading back to. My name is Ron Robert Oscar November. Very good on St. John's. Got a nice cider mill there. My kid used to go to Central, so I did that 27 route, you know, for 5 years.
Yeah, it is a beautiful day for traveling. Makes me regret just a little bit that I spent the night up here and didn't go home last night just because I could have worked today. But I do small excavation projects, so weather like this is, well, it's really nice for this time of year. Makes me a little nervous about what winter's going to bring, but I guess we'll find out. Name here is Levi, Lima Echo Victor India. And, we got a couple cider mills down there, and, other than that, not a whole lot going on in St. John's, Michigan.
Well, you got that real nice marsh and wetland, but, probably some good deer hunting down there. But, we got a lot of construction going on locally. You got, a lot of infrastructure projects going on, and, they've been loving this weather. They're way ahead of schedule for the spring, which is great. Got some roads paved that they thought were going to be pulverized and gravel or dirt all winter long, and that's all done. So, making some tremendous progress along those lines. Sorry. Well, I'm curious what repeater you're on, if you're on the 1-1 or if you're on the 1-4. Sorry, 7-4.
Yeah, I'm on the 145.11. I don't have the other one programmed in my radio. I have some stuff programmed for up here, but I only end up here a few times a year. We go to Lacheno Islands for a week in the summer to the UP version of a resort, which equals cabin, which is fine with me. And, yeah, seems to be all right. The only problem I have is I get a lot of, I have a bunch of LED lights on my trailer, and so when the lights are on, I get a lot of receive static on my signal. I don't think it passes through to the transmit, but you can let me know if it does. And, that wetlands down there, I'm a nature photographer, well, more landscapes and macro photography and stuff, so that's my local go-to spot when I don't have time to go anywhere else. I spend quite a bit of time in the Maple Rapids game area you can see there on 127 South. 88 RMQ.
Well, if you're asking if there's anything on your transmit now, the answer is no. It's perfectly clean and clear with no RFI or hash or static or anything else going on. This Northern Michigan repeater network, there's a bunch of linked repeaters. There's even some cross mode bridges from DMR to analog. So, you know, you're on the 511 in Mackinac City. I'm on the 674, which is listed as Sheboygan, but is really a bit further south on the west shore of Mullet Lake, almost. And then there's also the 519, which is pretty new. It's on a big hill on the south side of Petoskey. And it's got tremendous coverage. As a matter of fact, when I'm in the city of Sheboygan, the 19 is every bit as strong as the 74 and the 11. So, and there are others that are on and off, depending on the trustees and owners' preferences. I know the 6.7 is part of this in Mayo, and occasionally the Traverse City 8.6 is on board. You know, it can be a pretty extensive wide area coverage network when everything is online.
Yeah, it's definitely a cool network you guys have up here. It's one of the things that is a little aggravating to me living in St. John's. We don't really have, we have Lansing repeaters that I can talk to on base or mobile, but handheld, I don't really have anything that works very well from my specific location. I'm in sort of a little swale out in the thick. But I enjoy listening to this Northern Michigan repeater network whenever I'm up here. My family, I was born and raised in Traverse City, and they still live there, so I'm up in Traverse City and on the 86 sometimes when I'm up there. But yeah, other than that, we just, in St. John's, we just don't have, there's that statewide repeater link, W8IRA, I think it is, but it's been the St. John's area, or the Lansing one and the Mount Pleasant one, have been very heavy static, difficult to decipher recently.
Yeah, the IRA tends to be more south and west, although there's a Vanderbilt, the 145.29 Vanderbilt, which is about the 290 exit or so. Doesn't have the best coverage, but it's pretty good, and it's online on the IRA all the time. So if you want to be into that network, you can. You're going to be driving right by it eventually, probably not too long far from now, 20 minutes, half an hour maybe. And you know, that was one of the original wide area linked repeaters. And it's depending on the individual site owner and trustee, you know, they've had their share of issues because it's older technology. You know, I hear what you're saying about not having HD coverage at home, and you know, the answer to that is either a hotspot or an all-star node. And I don't know if you have either, but either one of them would kind of solve that problem for you.
Yeah, the All-Star node has been on my list of projects for a while. We'll see if it actually happens this winter. I lived in Montana for 8 years, and we had a very active All-Star system in Kalispell, Big Fork area of Montana. And I developed quite a few friends out there, and I know they would let me link into their system if I actually set up a node, and then there's quite a few others. It's on the list. But when you work and bought 9 acres a couple years ago and trying to improve that and fix that up, and it just hasn't made it far enough up the list yet.
Well, both can be a little intimidating when you're just getting into it, but it really, All-Star is very straightforward. You know, it is analog, but it's got great audio. It's super, super stable and reliable. And you know, obviously worldwide, you can do it a number of different ways. I do it with Raspberry Pis. I have a little local repeater that the Pi is both a node controller and the all-center link. And then I have two standalone simplex links built on Maxtrax, built on Motorola Maxtrax. So you can really use anything, any sort of RF device. You know, if you've got, even if you had an old crystal radio laying around, you know, they're great for repurposing older rigs or the cheap, simple HTs. You know, I know a lot of guys have built them on Bosang 888s. Those are, you know, $16 or $18 radios. And it's really amazing what you can do and how well they work. So, like I said, I have three of them, three nodes under my call. One of them is a mobile node that I have here in the truck that runs on the Wi-Fi. And it's great. You know, it really does enhance your connectability, your connectivity. And once you get the hang of it, you know, and you can use any Raspberry Pi out there. You can even use a Pi Zero, but you need probably a Wi-Fi dongle, or else you need a higher level of Pi, you know, that's going to have either an Ethernet connection or Wi-Fi. But, yeah, big all-star supporter, and I have a... Shark digital hotspot in the house as well.
Yeah, well, it's been something I've definitely wanted to get into ever since I left Montana. It's, like I said, it's just one of those projects that I know that if I just sit down and do it, I have a blast. I did have, at one point out in Montana, I had a old Motorola repeater hooked up with an Echolink node running off a Raspberry Pi. But at that time, I can't remember why I didn't do All-Star. It was earlier in the All-Star game, and it wasn't much documentation out there for it. I think now there's tutorials on basically everything to do with All-Star, so it's a lot easier to get information. But yeah, it's definitely on my list to do. I have plenty of radios and repeaters sitting at the house, probably far too many that aren't being used. So it's not bad, it's just taking the time to actually do it, hopefully this winter. Like I said, I work excavation, and so during the winter I don't have a whole lot going on other than fixing whatever I broke during the year, KD8 RMQ.
Well, you know, that's what winter's for. You know, we all know that winter's for working on antennas, because the ones you put up in the snow always work better than the ones you put up in the summer. But I dabbled in Echolink. I never really got into it all that deeply because I could never make it work. It was very frustrating to me. And honestly, the best success I've had with Echolink is on the Android platform. You know, I've also played with that Peanut thing. And I do have some of the DV mobile stuff on the installed on the phone, and it works very well with the All-Star stuff. But you know, that's all just supplements. It's my opinion is, if it's not RF based, it's really not radio. But that doesn't mean you shouldn't play with it. It just means you shouldn't rely on it, you know, from an emergency management or a disaster preparedness standpoint. But, you know, that's the nice thing about this hobby, Levi. I've been in it 48 years, I think. I got licensed when I was 16, 17. I'm going to be 65. And it never gets old. You know, there's just so many aspects to it that, you know, your only limitation is your time and your budget. And even that, you know, people say it's so expensive, you know. Well, you know, a $30 Bosang get you in the door. $150 used TS-120, you know, there's so many ways to do it, and so many different aspects, especially now in the digital age. You just, if you're bored, you're just not being innovative. So there's, and you know, guys like us that are kind of isolated, you know, you might have a club, but it's not very big, it's not very active, you know, you got all you can do to get guys to maintain a repeater or two, you know, I get it. But And I've been in and out, you know, I get a little disillusioned and I'll fade away and then I'll kind of come back with gusto. And I had a really good experience here recently. I had a local guy older than me, just got his ticket for the first time, already got him to general, you know, he really, watching him play like a kid in a candy store, you know, making 20-meter DX contacts with a piece of wire dipole hanging above his garage, you know, it really kind of restored my faith in all of it. I'm on a couple-mile final here. I'm gonna be getting close to where I need to be.
Yeah, it is an amazing hobby. When I was in Montana, I was on search and rescue and in charge of some county communication stuff, and it was really interesting to see the skills of ham radio actually function in more real-life scenarios when you're back in the mountains and the county system just does not have the coverage, so you reach out on a ham repeater and get somebody to pass the message to county dispatch. It's really, really interesting. I miss that a little bit being here in Michigan, but I think that my favorite part of the hobby is actually the building and tweaking of antennas. I'm sort of fascinated by it. So I don't have, you know, I have a regular antenna analyzer. I don't have any of the really cool toys, but I enjoy making things out of wire and copper. I switched over to the, 145, different repeater. It's coming in clear. I think you said you're about at your location. I'll be driving along monitoring until I run out of repeater room.
Levi, are you, you have anything digital in the vehicle or just analog?
I'm on a Yasu that can do your, whatever they call their digital. That's the only digital I've got with me. I don't have any DMRs at the moment.
So Fusion, as you're going through Gaylord, when you get down around the 282 to the 279, the Gaylord repeaters are both Fusion, the 682 and the 712. So, and you'll pass the 529 IRA on the way down there as well. I'm where I need to be. So good hearing you. I really do encourage you to pursue the either the All-Star or the Hotspot route or both, because they're both pretty cool. They will do things that you can't do on direct connect RF, but they're also not terribly expensive, and that's another nice thing about playing with antennas. Immediate results, immediate gratification, not a lot of money. See you later, 73, W8RPM Mobile.
Yeah, well, thanks for the encouragement and the talk, and I'll be on this repeater next time I'm up here. KD8RMQ Mobile.
Good afternoon. This is QLF08, Bravo India Tango, mobile monitoring.
KI7 QMD mobile listening on 145.19 link system.
This is Kilo Echo 8, Victor Sierra Golf, looking for a radio check on this repeater. I'll copy, over.
Victor Sierra Golf, this is Kilo Echo 8, Tango Sierra Hotel in Lewiston.
Kilo Echo 8, Sierra Tango Hotel, this is Kilo Echo 8, Victor Sierra Golf. Are you guys linked down there with any other repeaters, or is this a standalone repeater?
This is a Mayo repeater, and they're linked with several of them. in the northern part of Michigan, Tiber City and Sheboygan and a few others, but I'm not exactly sure on which ones it is.
Okay, well, this is Kilo Kuwait Nick Sirgoff Tony out of Manistique, Upper Peninsula, Michigan, and I am flabbergasted that I'm able to hit your guys' repeater. That's why I'm asking if it was maybe linked with some other repeater. I'm hitting them by chance, but if you guys stand alone, this is awesome. I just put on a rotary to see, today with a few of my buddies, and yeah, trying to see which repeaters I can hit, and this is by far the furthest one. I appreciate you coming back.
No, I'm pretty sure it's linked with the Sheboygan and probably Traverse City as well.
Okay, copy that. I'm going to be trying to hit there soon here, too. I'm just skimming through the channels and the repeaters, program my Yaesu for all the repeaters down there on the lower peninsula and trying to see what I can get, and I appreciate that. Thank you very much. It's Kilo Kuwait, 60 years off, moving on, and I'm clear.
W8NWO.
TSH, I was clear. 73.
Yeah, station in Manistique. This is Nelson. Are you still there?
Delta something, guy. I have you very faint. I'm turning up my volume. Maybe I hear it a little bit better. This is Kilo Kuwait Echo 8 out of Manistique.
Hey there. Just wanted to let you know that you are into a repeater. It's actually south of Petoskey, Michigan, on Krause Road. Yeah, it's got a good coverage. Okay, which you're proof of. I'm the trustee for it. We just actually got it back on the air. It was off for quite a while, but we got it fixed on Saturday, so I'm glad you're getting into it. Just wanted to say hi and let you know for sure where it's located.
I can barely make out what you're saying, if at all, but I do appreciate it. Yeah, I can hear your voice and whatnot. I'm going to try the other repeaters. Maybe we'll link up over there. Come back to 73 soon. Hotel. Thanks for coming back, and sorry I couldn't make out what you were saying. It would have been an interesting conversation, I'm sure. Just keep it late, but your ears off, and clear.
Okay, 73, 78, and 71.
This is Kilo Echo 8, Fox, Philly Whiskey, Portable Mobile, 2 St. Marys.